Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe. The perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod.
I was visiting my parents over the last weekend, and we enjoy a drink, the Sprouse.
It's in the blood, isn't it?
It's in the blood.
Yep.
It run thicketh through our veins. We had some lovely like drinks out, and then we were like, well, we'll go home, we'll have a drink. We made some Ugo Spritz.
You went to the wineries?
Went to wineries. And picked up some wines, some lovely wines from Martinborough.
What winery did you go to down
Margrain, which is where it sells my favourite Chenin Blanc, which me and friend of the show, Toddy, are hosting a Chenin Blanc night, but it's an exclusive invite.
We're not sure if you guys are on the list yet. I don't know what a Chenin Blanc is.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it like a Chardonnay?
It's a very old wine. It's an old traditional wine, similar to a Sauvignon Blanc, but maybe like sweeter and sort of fresher.
Oh, you got me at sweeter because...
It's like an unfizzy Prosecco. I'm telling you.
The Chenin Blanc grape is a white grape variety from the Loire Valley of France. Mm. Its high acidity means it can be used to make variety.
Jesus, he's had a couple.
Chenin Blancs.
From sparkling wines to well-balanced dessert wines.
See, I love a sweet dessert wine, sparkling Prosecco.
So I got a sticky Chenin.
Yep.
I got a sticky Chenin, an old Chenin, and a new Chenin. That's my contribution to Chenin night.
Anyway, we
got home and we started watching The Warriors. We were watching The Warriors.
Yeah, up the wires.
Bloody great game over the weekend. I loved it with my dad.
Looked like it was all done. Looked like it was over, and they choked, and then they pulled it back for a draw, and then they went to golden time, and they kept them scoreless, and it ended in a draw, which was a great outcome.
It was great, but we said, "Oh, well, let's crack a bottle of wine." And I said to Dad, "I feel like I could go red." Now I don't often feel like a red. But my dad loves a red, and I assumed he would have had heaps of red wines around. So he goes into the kitchen, and I hear a cork popping. And I thought, this might be a bit of a nice red. We've got a cork on it.
Yeah, it's a crack top.
Then I hear my mum enter the room and go, "Craig, no!" And I was
"Craig!
Like, what, what, what?" And I came out, and mum was like, "Oh, well, better enjoy it." And my dad had accidentally opened a $2,900 bottle of red wine.
I thought you were going to say a $2,000 bottle of wine.
No!
When you said
$2,000. They would never own that. But it was a $100 bottle of wine. And this was like, we're watching a Warriors game and going to bed.
Was it a Pinot Noir? Because there is the Warriors where you drink Pinot Noir as you watch the Warriors.
I can't even. Do you know what? I don't even know. It was delicious. Oh,
but so were they saving it for a special occasion?
They were saving it because it is a wine specifically for its by a company called Matariki.
Right.
And my mum was saving it to take to Italy where they celebrate with their friends
Matariki
every year.
Oh, because your mum does the hungy, doesn't she?
She does a hungy.
She's got a multi-cooker. Yeah.
And yeah, my dad's opened it.
Well, can you get another one, but just not? It won't be the same.
Yeah, here's the wine. It's $155 a bottle.
That's not bad. They can.
That's. I don't think I've ever spent any more than, like, you know, you get a wine, it's on special, and it's down from 20 to like $15.99, and you're just like, that's me.
We got given the year Andy was born. We got given a really nice bottle of red wine that year, and then when August was born, we bought a nice bottle of red wine, and they're just in the wine pantry.
Yeah.
Pantry? The wine rack.
Yeah.
Shit, that's dangerous, mate.
What about this one? I'm like, that's like now 12 years old. We're saving that for like
Be careful, though.
Because it's probably going to go vinegary.
I went to a wedding, and this was the wedding that had the beautiful whiskies on the bar. And our friend Tess, who opened for us in Christchurch, it was her wedding, and her husband, Nick, same thing. A friend had given their parents a bottle of wine the day he was born and said, share this at his wedding. And so here we were at his wedding, and he's nearly 40.
Yeah.
If not in his 40s, I think. Crack it open. Everyone gets a tiny little bit, passed around these little glasses. It was foul.
I was going to say, was it shit?
It was bad, because not all wine should be kept.
No.
And
we were told that it should be all right, though.
You know if you're supposed to. The winemaker knows. But this one, it tasted like fermented vinegar.
And then did no one try it before they passed it out? Well, they were just like, we're here now.
No, they thought it was a laugh. They were it's probably going to taste like shit. And even the friend that was there the day that Nick was born was like, no, it wasn't expensive. And so everyone was like,
it wasn't expensive.
No, it was like a Corbin's. You know,
Corbin's estate.
But it was like a cheap wine.
Yeah.
Mass produced.
Anyway, so I did enjoy a $155 bottle of wine with my dad while I watched the Wars. And you know what? Life's too bloody short. My parents' life motto was drink it while it's fizzy. So might as well.
Well, no, red wine, if it's gone fizzy, it's going to be yuck.
Yeah, unless it's red.